And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And we thank you for your question this week, which is, how do I live the life my spirit asked for? First, you are correct in that this lifetime was requested by your spirit of God. Your spirit is infinite and ongoing. It was before this lifetime, is with you this lifetime, and will be after this lifetime. This lifetime, your spirit requested specific environments and experiences and challenges and joys and sorrows for you to learn and grow and evolve. That is why you have this lifetime. It is guided by your spirit. We ask you to let your spirit unfold its list and menu of things for you to do, to learn, to see, to understand in this lifetime. You may say you don't know how to talk with your spirit, but this is quite simple. First, take a deep, deep breath and exhale. And let go of any of the mind details, the to-dos, the worries and concerns. Set them outside the door. Exhale. And come to the center of your being. Experience this central area of your being. It may be in your perception, your heart space, but it is at the center of your being. This is where the presence of your spirit and God can speak to you, and you can hear the guidance most clearly. Ask the question, Spirit, are you there for me? And you will hear the answer, yes. You must set aside the human mind that has its own ideas of what is possible and not possible. The human mind does not know the Spirit and God. It only knows it in a very limited way. So dismiss the human mind and any of its criticism or judgment as you are here at the center of your being. Your spirit has said, yes, I am here with you. Then ask the question, Spirit, why did you ask for this human life for me? What is your list for me? What do you desire that I do and learn and experience? How do you wish for me to grow and evolve? As you are still and quiet and listening, your spirit will answer you, and it will be calm, and it will be simple, not lots of words like your human mind, and you will feel a peace. Your spirit is an aspect of God. And God said yes when your spirit asked for this human life. So as you are all lined up from the center of your being with your spirit and God, and you ask and listen, you will have and be living the life that your spirit requested. We will say to you that your human mind has its own agenda, and it is based on many things, mostly things that are on the outside of you, your cultural training, your environment, what the politicians are saying, what your neighbor is saying, what your family has dictated that you must be or will be, all of those stories. And that is just what they are, stories trying to impose themselves and their wills upon you to keep you in place and tamped down. This is not at all what your spirit has asked for in this lifetime. So it is for you to face all of this resistance, the resistance to what your spirit is asking you to do and to be and to express. We know this is not an easy task for you because the layers of what society has imposed on you are many. But we ask you this week to be with the guidance and only the guidance from your spirit, not from the outside, only your spirit. And as the resistant voices come up to say, oh, you must be afraid of this and worried about that and in chaos about this and try to solve the world problems and be sad and grieve, all of those things, dear ones, stay true to listening to your spirit. Every minute of your day, when your mind starts to gallop away with you, come back. Come back home. That is where your peace and calm and your truth and love, the love of God for you, the love of your spirit for you, the love of life for you resides. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.